Part 4, 25 Simple Strategies to Regain Your Motivation. Motivation comes and goes, but there are many things you can do to regain your motivation. Below are some techniques you can use to climb out of a slump and start generating momentum. A. Just do it. Use the completion principle to get your motivation back. 1. Complete a task you've been putting off for too long. Identify one task or project you've been putting off for a while and complete it right now. 2. Write it down, get it done. Write a list of all the things you have to do but have been putting off. Now, schedule a block of time to complete them by batching them together. 3. Complete a simple and easy task. Work on a small task that moves you toward your goal. Then, if you feel like it, work on another and see where it leads you. 4. Complete one specific project. Deep dive on a specific project you've left unfinished and complete it 100%. 5. Complete 3 things today. Write down 3 simple tasks you want to complete today. Complete them, then cross them off your list and say to yourself, "Good job." Reward yourself with your favorite treat or movie at the end of the day. Repeat this process tomorrow and the day after. B. Give yourself a break. Take a step back and get out of your head. Things probably aren't as bad as you think. 6. Look at the facts. Take a step back and look at your current situation from a purely objective point of view. What are the facts? Facts are no big deal, but your interpretation of them can be. Will you remember your current situation 20 years from now? Is it really such a big deal? If not, can you let go? 7. Talk to a friend. Call a friend or meet him or her to get a different perspective. 8. Hire a coach or find an accountability partner. Find someone you can work with. This will give you a new perspective and will create accountability, encouraging you to take consistent action. 9. Take a break. Perhaps all you need is a break. Take a day off. Have a relaxing weekend and just do nothing. 10. Cultivate self-compassion. Go easy on yourself. How you feel now is fine. Let go of self-criticism and encourage yourself instead. 11. Do something for someone else. Helping other people can prevent you from being overly focused on yourself and on your own problems. Who can you help today? Could you buy a gift for someone? Could you send a thank you letter? Could you help someone reach their goals? 12. Exercise. Move your body. Go for a run. Work out. Do yoga. Exercise is a great way to change your focus from your mind to your body. C. Sort things out. Put some order in your life. Too much clutter can make you feel stuck. 13. Sort out your worries. Make a list of all the things you worry about. Next to each item, write down whether you have control, C, some control, SC, or no control, NC, over these things. Practice letting go of things you have no control over. For the things you have some control over, write down what you can do to help overcome your worry. 14. Free up your schedule. Be ruthless in the way you use your time. Try to remove any activities you don't enjoy or that don't move you toward your ideal vision. 15. Declutter your desk. A cluttered desk can be the manifestation of a cluttered mind. Tidy your desk and reorganize the files on your computer. 16. Declutter your digital space. Clean up your email box, unsubscribe from newsletters, remove software you don't use, etc. 17. Declutter your house. Spend your weekend decluttering your house. Only keep things you love and remove everything else. See the section on decluttering your physical environment. D. Regain the excitement. Focus on what you love and do well and regenerate your motivation. 18. Do more of what you love. Schedule time during your day to do one of the things you love the most. 19. Ask yourself what excites you. Sit at your desk. take a pen and a piece of paper and write down, "What do I love?" Then write anything that comes to mind. See what projects, goals, or ideas you feel drawn toward. 20. Start a new and exciting challenge. Forget about your small goals. Think of a challenge that really excites you, no matter how big or unrealistic it may seem. Then take one action to move you forward, whether it is buying a book, watching a video, or contacting an expert on the subject. 21. Celebrate your accomplishments. Take a sheet of paper and write down everything you've ever accomplished in your life. Make sure you also acknowledge the personal problems you have overcome. The more specific you can be, the better. 22. Express gratitude. Cultivate the habit of expressing gratitude for all the things you have going on for you. Focus on the positive. Reinvent yourself. Do something different. You can't do the same things and expect different results. 23. Move beyond your comfort zone. Do something a little scary. Do something you've never attempted before. Is there anything you've always wanted to try but never dared to? Go do it. 24. Meet new people. Who do you want to be surrounded by? Find a group of like-minded people and join it. For example, use meetup.com. Or create your own group to attract people you want to meet. 25. Break old patterns. Spend your day doing things you don't normally do. Call an old friend, go for a walk,